Australia's Curriculum and Reporting Authority has published examples showing how teachers could include Indigenous culture in lessons for students from Year 3 to Year 10. Tabloid news coverage of the development has been largely critical and inflammatory. Academics and experts across the scientific and education disciplines have criticised the coverage as unscientific and baseless. They applaud the initiative and are calling for further improvements to curriculum and education models. Marcus Kennedy reports.
Australia's Curriculum Assessment and Reporting Authority have published 95 examples showing how teachers could include Indigenous culture into lessons for students from Year 3 to Year 10. The move was designed in part to close the gap in academic performance by allowing Aboriginal students to see their own culture in the lessons. The initiative has been mocked by tabloid publications such as the Daily Telegraph, who slammed it on their front page with a lazy pun. Actual experts educated on the topic, however, have come out in support of the move. Dr. Dwayne Hamaker is an astronomer and research fellow at Monash University's Indigenous Research Centre in Melbourne. He says the reaction from the tabloids was sadly expected and goes on to explain the misconceptions about the initiative.
The teachers across the country have asked us to come in and provide them with tools, with content, with activities. So we're going to put together something that links in with the curriculum. We're going to have those resources available for teachers that they can draw on. We're not pushing or forcing teachers to do this. This is something they've asked for. They have the option of doing. And I think the reaction from people has been overwhelmingly positive, and the criticism has been almost negligible, really.
Aboriginal educator and researcher Dr. Marnie Shea explains the benefits for all students.
Well, it benefits all students. It benefits Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students through recognising and affirming their identities and ways of knowing, but it also benefits non-Indigenous students because it gives them, a more full and incorporated Australian history and culture in terms of, learning a bigger picture. At the moment, it's quite imbalanced. They're only hearing about one aspect of Australian culture, but Indigenous cultures are Australian cultures as well.
Some criticism has suggested Indigenous education has nothing to offer the field of science. Dr. Hamaker strongly refutes this claim.
So working with elders over the years, I've learned quite a few things about astronomy from an Indigenous perspective in Australia. A lot of that relates to, the practical functions of it, how the stars are used for navigation, creating star maps, for reading the properties of stars to predict weather and seasonal change and the behavior of plants and animals.
Dr. Shea says practice is key in order for these initiatives to be effective.
ACARA, so the national curriculum, saying that it's a cross-curriculum priority area. So I think in policy it's there. Where there's a gap is in practice. My students say to me, "You're teaching us how important it is, Marnie, but when I'm out in schools, I'm not seeing it happening." So there's a bit of a disconnect between policy and practice.
Jesse King from the Stronger Smarter Institute suggests an effective way to implement the elaborations.
So I think teachers in schools should be looking outside their school gate for community members who are strong in their Indigenous knowledge systems and can offer their expert opinion and expert guidance on how to truly embed this in a two-way approach.
Dr. Shea is an experienced teacher in flexi schools and recommends their consideration.
So flexi schools are schools for young people who've been disenfranchised or disengaged from accessing education. But I know from teaching in flexi schools myself, I work very strongly with local community. We tried to incorporate cultural programs as much as we could. It was very young person-centred, so we focused on what young people were interested in and their strengths first and foremost. So I think flexi schools are something that policymakers in particular should be looking at around Indigenous education.
Dr. Marnie Shea from the University of Queensland, ending that report by Marcus Kennedy.